This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Murrays are just one family, right? But they give us a pretty good window into a middle class in this country that isn't just shrinking. It's changing in ways that we are all going to notice. I sat down not too long ago with Jennifer Pate. She's a professor of economics at Loyola Marymount University. And I started with the big picture question. Why the relatively good news in the headline numbers don't match what most people, like, say, the Murrays, are feeling on the ground.
On a national level, we are doing really well, right? We continue to grow, not as fast as we would like to, but that's always
right.
True.
Right.
And we're still growing in terms of GDP per capita, which is great, so we're still keeping up with population growth. Our unemployment rate is low. Everything looks really great. But if that wealth isn't being shared among people outside of the top, it doesn't feel like we're wealthy unless you're in the top. Wealth is being generated, it's just not being distributed.
This economy has changed, as we've talked about, in the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going back, right? Manufacturing jobs aren't coming back in size and number. We're not going to onshore enough to get back to 1975's economy. I mean, is that going to happen?
Yeah, but we don't need manufacturing jobs to save the middle class, right? Our unemployment rate is incredibly low. So we have people in jobs. We don't need to be creating jobs for people necessarily. I mean, I would never say we shouldn't create jobs.
Right.
We should, because jobs on a regular basis are created and destroyed. It's kind of like the circle of life in the economy. But we don't need manufacturing to do it. We just need employees to be supported in the jobs that they're in. We have very low minimum wages. We have seen the fall, the demise of most unions, right? And so people don't have collective bargaining power that they used to have. We've basically relied on companies to be the ones who determine how much income people make in this country, and then that becomes a question of, well, every dollar I pay to my employees, a dollar I don't make in profit, right. And then that trade-off, I think, makes it very hard for companies to sit down and say, well, this is the right thing, so that's why we should pay people more.
It's not new, though, this idea that the middle class in this economy is disappearing and getting hollowed out. I mean, we've been hearing about it for years.
Right.
Why is it such a thing now, today, in this election cycle?
I think people have gotten to sort of feeling like enough is enough. I mean, wages have been stagnant in real terms since roughly the mid-70s. I mean, so we've gone through decades of this. I think maybe in the beginning we didn't really notice it so much. Not everybody is looking at inflation figures and saying, well, am I better or worse off? In nominal wages, people feel like their salaries are increasing, right? And they do.
In the actual dollar amount.
And the dollar amounts, right? So I get a little raise every year. Oh, I'm so excited about that. That's great. I get a raise. I feel good about it. But I'm not thinking, well, what else has gone up in terms of expenses, right, and prices? In the meanwhile, that means that I'm actually earning less than I was last year. So I think this compounds. In the beginning, people kind of didn't really, I think, notice it so much, and now the difference in inequality is growing at such a rapid rate that I think people are finally saying, I'm done with it. This seems unfair.
So you weren't surprised to see Bernie Sanders catch on and to see Donald Trump catch on?
No. Globally, right, in terms of our prosperity, in terms of our economic wealth overall, we have incredibly high income inequality relative to our peers who are other high-income countries. So it's shocking that people aren't more upset, that they haven't been more upset. This has been, imagine, nice, dry kindling, just waiting for a good spark.
This idea of the American dream. Should we just stop talking about that?
No. I know. We're founded on the American dream, and yet we're kind of crashing it, right? If we give up on the American dream, that basically means that we're giving up on the average family, right? And we can't give up on our middle-class families. We can't give up on the American dream as much as we could decide that we're just going to throw out the Constitution, right? It's part of who we are.
Jennifer Pate, she is a professor of economics at Loyola Marymount University. You want to know if you're in the middle class? We did a quick video with Frontline that breaks down what it means to be middle class today and why it matters that the middle class is shrinking. It's on our Facebook page. Marketplace Business News is what you're going to want to search for. And at our website, you can see just how much more expensive middle class life has gotten in this country in the past 20 or so years. It is all at marketplace.org.